Isn't it interesting that God sent his son into that world? When Jesus got here, it says it was the fullness of time in Galatians. And when he got here, there was no First Amendment rights. There were no Second Amendment rights when he got here. God sent him into a hostile, hostile world where the light of the gospel would shine brighter because of how dark it was at the place that he came to. And he changed the world, coming into this most brutal of times, this Roman rule. They had bludgeoned the world into submission. They take him now to this place, Golgotha, Calvary. And it says, when they get him there, they give him, and the day, in one other place we hear, there are women there, there are people there that were merciful, and they would give someone vinegar mingled with gall, but when he tasted it, he wouldn't drink it. It was to anesthetize, it was a painkiller. Before they began to be nailed to the cross, the women of Jerusalem, there were different leagues, they would give someone, particularly someone Jewish, this vinegar mingled with gall to drink, and it would help to deaden the pain. It was an anesthetizer. And it's so interesting, it says when Jesus tasted it and knew what it was, he refused to drink it. He had come to fulfill a divine purpose. And that divine purpose is that he would take upon him the sin and the suffering of us all. And he refused to touch anything that would deaden the pain that he had come to bear. Look, there are so many in our world today, and so many that you know, that try to anesthetize their pain with alcohol, with drugs. The substance abuse is to kill loneliness, it's to kill pain, it's to kill, you know, something inside. So many people begin the process of getting painkillers for surgery or something, and they end up addicted. We're in an anesthetized culture and society. But you don't have to anesthetize that pain, because somebody who loves you already went there, and he bore all of it, more than we can imagine. And then you go to him, and he saves you, and he fills you with his spirit. And his spirit wouldn't taste any of it. He wouldn't take any of that. You don't have to take it. He's given you life. You don't need to be anesthetized. And the world we live in still would try to pull us down and have us stoned and have ruin our families and ruin our lives. No, Jesus, as soon as he tasted what it was, he wouldn't take it. He was there to bear all of our pain.